Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And this week, Jim, a show we always look forward to, our show devoted to sharing our best albums of 2018 so far.
Yeah, the only one we like better is the end of the year show. Why? I mean, there's so much great music all the time. We can't talk about it enough. I have to say, I think a lot of what I'm going to play today has been very much of the moment. No, it doesn't have to be political for me to like it. But the music has to reflect the context in which it was made. And then it has to transcend it, Greg. It has to be timeless, not just for the moment, but reflecting the moment and also forever. That's my aesthetic anyway. And we'll also hear from some of our listeners about their favorite albums. But Greg, you start us off.
All right, Jim, I'm going to go in reverse order in my top 10 mid-year list. And of course, this list is open to revision by the end of the year. There may be a totally new top 10 in there. But maybe for now,
by the end of the day, sometimes.
Could be. But I wanted to give this EP by Black Thought some love, because I don't think Black Thought, a.k.a. Tariq Trotter, the longtime MC frontman of The Roots, gets enough credit for what a great MC he has been for the last 30 years.
Because everybody just thinks about him as a band.
They think about him as a band, and if they think of The Roots, they always think about Questlove, the drummer, who's sort of the spiritual musical leader of the band in many ways. But Black Thought is a key to that group as well. They're one of the most successful hip-hop groups ever. And yet, Black Thought never shows up on those best MCs of all time lists. I just don't understand that at all. I think part of it is that, well, first of all, he's now 46 years old. So by those standards, he's somewhat of an elder statesman in hip hop. So very few MCs stay relevant past the age of 30. But Black Thought has sort of defied that. But at the same point, he doesn't go for the easy hook. He's all about the intricacy of the flow, the rhymes within the lines. The rhythmic flow never feels forced, though. Those multisyllabic words just seem to flow together whenever he raps. And it's all about the art of emceeing. They talk about the conversational ease of an MC's delivery, the rhythmic conversational ease, and he's a master of it. And I think this EP gives a real taste of what he's about, Streams of Thought, Volume 1. I'm going to play a track with a typical Black Thought title, Dostoevsky. You know, it's one of the most well-read MCs in the world, and you know, he brings in all sorts of cultural references, not just from today but from the past. There's a line in Dostoevsky where he describes himself as Dostoevsky meets Joe Pesci, and it's just a mixture of the comic and the current with a classic name from Russia of all places. This is the way this man thinks, in a kind of a worldly way. Centuries of thought brought into his music. Dostoevsky from Black Thought on Sound Opinions.
Yeah, the universe let the planets align. Spent 10K in a car, didn't decline. Bartender, one Casamigos in line. I'm celebrating gracefully, getting better with time. I ain't even halfway through this incredible ride, but like, I'm kinda doing an incredible job. When I was 18, living beyond my means, I was afraid of my dreams. Looking at the finer things, wishing I could flip to a microchip from a paperclip. Upgrade to a spaceship from a basic whip. Cash rules everything, I just wanted a taste of it. Fast food, hurrying, saving time and wasting it. Self-saboteur speaking into my paramour. Torch rappers like I'm igniting the aerosol. Maintaining the wherewithal that embarrass y'all. Game changer the way I shredded your cabbage off. Explaining this changing apples to applesauce. When we were young, innocence was ours, but that was lost. Where I reside is the dark side of the glory. The fury I manipulate is the arc of the story. Written without a ghost writer to author it for me. This is crime and punishment. I'm the judge and the jury. Listen, Dostoevsky.
That is Black Thought with a track from Streams of Thought, Volume 1, his first solo project, a track called Dostoevsky. Jim, what's your first pick?
Greg, I'm going to Dessa, a record we reviewed a while back. Chime, her fourth full-length album. We both loved it. It grows on me more all the time, and we recently did a live session with Dessa that'll be airing soon on Sound Opinions in a very different setting. You know, she's brilliant. A singer, a rapper, a philosopher, a writer, a poet. She's seen the world. As she tells us in Fire Drills, I've seen Gibraltar, I've seen the Taj Mahal. But she's a woman. And that means walking down the street. Some people think they have the freedom to leer and sneer and make comments. And, you know, at the end of the day in 2018 that we are still fighting that sort of thing in the heat of the Me Too moment, in the heat of the Time's Up moment. It's a rare political track from Dessa, but I think a really, really, really powerful one. And I just can't get enough of it. It grows for me with every listen. Here is Fire Drills by Dessa from Chime.
I've been Wendy, living with the Lost Boys. Youth spent as a deckhand on the convoy. Moves every night to prove we were something. Got confused if it was from a two that we were running. I've seen Gibraltar, I've seen the Taj Mahal, Soweto, Hagia Sophia, Chef Sharon paints the walls blue. I've played to full rooms, I've played the fool too. Burning through the bottoms of a pair of new boots. Cut my hair, take my fizz down. A woman on her own must be from out of town. Funny you don't know the concessions that you're making until you catalog them. And by then they're many, and you're battle hardened. Heat makes liquid of the asphalt. Keepsakes and parking tickets on the dashboard. I'm here to file my report as the vixen of the wolf pack. Tell patient zero he can have his rib back. You can count my ribs. Count my. You can count my ribs. My. You can't be too broke to break. As a woman, always something left to take. So you shouldn't try to stay too late or talk to strangers. Look too long, go too far out of range. Cause angels can't watch everybody all the time. Stay close, hems low, safe inside. That formula works if you can live it. But it works by putting half the world off limits. You can count. Say, go out and be brave. Now we say, be careful, stay safe. In any given instance, that don't hurt.
Fire Drills by Dessa on Sound Opinions. The album is Chime, one of my favorites of 2018. Greg, let's start hearing from some of our listeners about their choices for best albums of the year so far.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Chris calling from Washington, D.C. Just calling in with one of my favorite albums of the year so far here in 2018. I think it's got to be Parker Millsap's Other Arrangements.
But honey, don't you tell me that you've made other arrangements. I've been out here all week. Yeah, I've been hitting the pavement.
Parker went into the record saying that he wanted to make poppy songs with hooks, and I think a lot of his fans were turned off by that. But, you know, I think he was really successful in bringing in new fans like me. I just went to go see him at the Black Cat and playing all these songs. And I just think all the songs on this record are really well written. They've got catchy hooks. It doesn't come off as campy or as, you know, him trying too hard in any way. I mean, songs like the title track and Fine Line are just really well crafted and catchy and very memorable rock and roll songs.
I've been walking the fine line between the form and the function, between the gall and the gumption, between feeling and touching. I've been walking the fine line between the thought and the action, slipping sideways.
And it's a really refreshing rock and roll record, and it's probably one of the best of the year in my estimation. So just wanted to submit that. Love the show as always. And thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, I'm on a strain. All right, so I might be slightly unnerved.
Nice review there from Chris. Thinking he wasn't a fan of this artist, being won over, open-minded. I mean, you have to be. You have to stay. That's us, our lives, listening all the time. Let's hear from another listener.
Hi, my name is Robin. I'm calling from Chicago. My vote for best album of 2018 to date is Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. She has a long history as a country singer, but it's very clear that she can step in and out of the genre. The songs on this album have pop and even disco influences, and they're very smartly written. So why don't you giddy up, giddy up? It's a fantastic and solid album, and I highly recommend it. Thanks. Yeah, someone should give you a
ribbon and put you in the Hall of Fame. I gotta say, I think you and I both agree with Robin's pick on Kacey Musgraves. We like that record quite a bit. Great year for young, up-and-coming Nashville-based artists who are sort of reinventing country and country pop in
their
own
playing
age.
By the Nashville rules.
Exactly. Yes. Next band I want to play is a band called Motorcade that I saw at South by Southwest Music Conference in Austin, Texas earlier this year, Jim. Band from Dallas, quartet. The four members had been playing around the Dallas scene for a number of years and joined forces for this band. I'd heard a single that they had released prior to South by Southwest and liked it a lot. And lo and behold, there was a whole album, too, as well, released right around that time that is very, very good. 11 straight-up 3-4-minute rock songs, great arrangements, refrains that stick in your head for days. Classic songwriting sort of rooted in that 80s sound. You know, you could there are references from everybody from Echo and the Bunnymen to Love and Rockets, some definite UK influences in the music, but very much speaking to now. Here's a track from their self-titled debut album. It's called Desertion from Motorcade on Sound Opinions. That is Motorcade, one of my top 10 albums from the mid-year 2018 on Sound Opinions. And we want to get your picks for this conversation. Call and leave a message on our hotline with your favorite album of the year so far, 888-859-1800. When we come back, more of our picks for the best albums of 2018 so far. Plus, we're going to hear from a few more of our listeners. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.